B-Pod Studios.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
Gentlemen, we just gotta do better. Come on, man. No wonder there's so many single people out there. No wonder. You might be a delightful human being, but people immediately, and I'm not saying this is fair. It might not be fair. I don't know if it's fair or not. But people judge you immediately on the first thing that comes out of your mouth. So if you really want to impress somebody, you got to woo them with those first words. What are the magic words to woo them? I don't know. So this week, to celebrate National Singles Week, what we're trying to do is we're trying to see if guys can get Pebbles, a.k.a. The Wall. A.k.a. if she played hockey, she'd be a goalie who'd be shutting people out every day. If she was a soccer player, she'd be on the U.S. national soccer team because nothing would get past her. We're trying to see if guys can somehow convince her that being single is not the way to go.
Good luck with it.
Doesn't sound like a tough challenge, does it? Wait until you hear some of the attempts that people are doing. Everyone knows how to do it. Everyone knows how to do it. But when they get on, all of a sudden panic sets in, or maybe overconfidence. I don't know what it is, but we have had some awful, awful, awful attempts.
It's been a rough week so far.
But let's see. We have a couple guys on the phone right now. Let's start with, who the hell is this?
Hello.
Hello?
This is Robert. Who's this? Who is this?
Dear Lord.
We're off to a great start.
Robert, you're on. Pebbles is on. Try and woo her. Go ahead.
Hi. You don't sound like Pebbles. Where's Pebbles?
Robert,
I'm right here.
Robert, I'm going to hang up on you if you don't.
Oh, my
Robert.
God. Are you in the mood to go to Chris Brown? Or are we going to Del Frisco's? Or are we going to Monica's in the North End? Where are we going? Where are we going?
Pebbles!
Where do you want to go?
Nowhere. I mean,
all right, fine. I'll go to Chris Brown, but then
have fun.
Maybe meet me later.
Okay.
Guess that was no.
That sounded more like something Melissa would.
Anything involving meat.
All right.
Yeah.
Del Frisco's.
Jimbo, could you do? Well, I mean, you really couldn't do worse than Robert, Jimbo. Go ahead.
Yo, this is Jimbo's Spice. Nothing nice.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yo, man, I'm just at work dumping the truck right now, kid.
Yeah?
So I heard Pebbles trying to get hit on right now.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Come on, Pebbles. It's it's National Something Day.
It's National Cheeseburger Day, actually.
He's my favorite so far.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm
remind
just saying,
me never to let you fix me up.
I'm just saying, on a scale of 1 to America, how free are you?
There you go.
Not bad.
That line would have worked on Leroy.
All right.
Okay.
Of all the curves, I mean, your smile is definitely my favorite.
He's scrolling through Google right now.
Right.
Yo, you know what, though? I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I stole that off you.
We know.
What else you got? You got anything else? Is that it?
I don't know. I got a truck full of grass. I'm trying to dump right now. That's all.
Okay.
Sold.
All right. I may have to rethink this single thing.
You can ride with you up the truck.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. Get up in the truck. Let's do this.
Jimbo.
Can I offer some advice to Jimbo? If you're trying to pick up a woman, don't use the word dump in your line anywhere. Please.
Jimbo sounded like one of my white friends from Everett after we got high and met up with a girl. Like, he had that that flow of his speech.
Hey, kid. Driving a truck, kid.
What's up, Pebbles?
Pebbles, I will say this. We have a man named Derek who just messaged us. And
okay.
He has a line that he thinks will work.
Okay.
Okay? So, you don't know what the line is yet. I'm going to get... The only problem with this guy, Derek, though.
Uh-huh.
He's married.
Oh.
So, I'm putting that out there first.
Yeah.
He says, Pebbles,
the best line.
He says, Pebbles, I don't know your story for you to want to stay single, but I would love the chance to get to know each other and find out and maybe change your mind. I'm not saying it'll definitely be happily ever after. I'm just hoping for the opportunity to make an appearance in your next chapter and see where our story takes us.
What do we think, Pebbles?
I'm good.
Really?
Wow.
That one's deep. Okay. Yeah, but that's okay, though.
Yeah, it's nice and it's fine, but, like, think about if somebody walked up to you and said all that.
I mean, it's a little long-winded.
Yeah.
Maybe cut it, make things like the Cliff's Notes version.
Oh,
might
wow.
be a little better, but...
All right. Well, this is Josh. Josh, in, this is one of those instances where it's good to go last because you hear all the attempts doing first, and then maybe you could change your attempt. What do you got there, Josh?
I'm not going to start good no game because I have no game.
Excellent. That's a good start.
Good morning. I hear you on the radio every morning. You do have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And that's all I got to say. One day,
you know what? I appreciate that better than the other guy.
Leave on a high note.
Now. Exactly.
That's good.
You, now do the now.
I'm not gonna be like one of these guys trying to.
No, stop! Stop talking! Stop talking.
You at least creaked open the door a little bit.
You're leaving her with mystery. So the last thing you should do is keep talking. And please, whatever you do, don't send her a pic.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.